Serge Malumba is a senior official at Congo's Humanitarian Affairs Ministry. He says only one person on board the flight, the mechanic, escaped the crash alive. He says at least 30 people were injured and 9 houses were destroyed in the crash. He says aid workers are working to find and identify bodies, contact family members, and arrange temporary housing for people on the ground whose homes were destroyed. A local journalist, Eddie Osango, says the flames had previously prevented aid workers from combing the wreckage. UN mission spokesman Michelle Bonardo says the fire was put out Thursday, but restarted overnight.
We heard this morning through the local news is that the fire had restarted during the night. So it was the emergency services were dispatched again and tried to put out the fire once and for all.
The accident took place Thursday morning in Congo's capital, Kinshasa. Moments after takeoff, the plane crashed into a residential neighborhood, exploding into flames. Bonardo says the crash was a result of engine failure.
The plane took off from Djili Airport, which is the central airport in Kinshasa, and experienced some engine troubles from the looks of it. Tried to return to the airport and didn't quite make it.
Congolese airplanes are often old and poorly maintained. According to the Aviation Safety Network, a private flight safety group, the DRC has experienced more fatal plane crashes in the last 50 years than any other African country. In 1996, 300 people were killed when an airplane crashed into an open-air market seconds after takeoff. The Soviet airplane, which crashed on Thursday, was owned by the Congolese company Africa One, one of more than 50 Congolese airlines banned from flying in the European Union because of safety concerns.